35.
This year we'll spend an estimated $80 billion, meanwhile, on cancer drugs.
The government isn't your net. They're your dealer.
I think that makes you go,
Chemotherapy.
Radiation. Surgery. Pharmaceuticals.
Thinking outside of the box.
Hey, it's time for Ty Bollinger and Outside the Box Wednesday.
Thinking outside of the box.
On this show, there is no box.
Things that make you go,
Say goodbye to the box.
Things that make you go,
A monumental myths of the modern medical mafia and mainstream media. And you know the rest, Ty. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, what's up, RSV? did you get your book, by the way, in the mail?
I did. Very excited. Elijah wants, my son wants to read it. I said, no, you have to finish Cancer Step Outside the Box first, and then I'll let you get into the monumental myths. So there.
Good idea. Last time that you mentioned that, he was on what page? 200?
200. And I haven't checked to see where he is now, so I don't have a report for you, my friend. I'm so sorry.
That's okay. I'm just glad that he's reading it. I'm actually in the process of updating Cancer Step Outside the Box. I've been doing that for the last few days, and looks like it's going to be, it was right at 500 pages. It looks like it's going to be almost 550 pages now.
Dude, is there any way you can take some of it out, or it's all so darn good you can't?
You know, I really can't. I've done every trick in the book. I've shrunk the font down. Mm-hmm. I've tried to combine sections, and I've done what I can. It's just, I'm trying to do it. I'm going to develop a new line of products here. It's going to be a dual-purpose book and workout system. And so you're going to be able to use your book as dumbbells.
I think that's it. It's an athletic support kind of book at this point. So, no, that's good. But, you know, that between that and Monumental Myths, and we'll all be big like you. So that's exciting. Listen, we got the Singing Liam last hour. I don't know if you were able to hear any of the gift-giving items. Super Don found a Singing Liam, and I didn't know if it was a...
Yeah, that's too funny.
Is that going to be stuffed in the stockings at the Bollinger household? I don't know.
No, we try not to frighten our children. So we,
Poor Liam, he's not here to defend himself. He's going to be upset. But we love him. He actually sings, and he does well.
Liam,
so
Liam's great. He's great. He's a great on-the-spot guy. He's very quick-witted. And, you know, I remember up in Chicago, we got a chance to hang out with Liam. Some of the things he thinks of just on the spur of the moment, I mean, I'm still trying to figure out what the person said, and he's already come back with a witty response to it.
Liam, now, had you ever heard the singing vaccine that we did a couple of years ago?
I haven't, no.
I mean, that's the kind of crazy stuff we were doing for a while. It's like improv on the air. It upset some folks. It was like, just Todd, stick to health. It's like, no. We got to be not bored here on the radio show, or else we got to do this. 6 days a week I'm here. I'm going to have some fun. And, of course, that's why we have our 10-year-old listeners. They like to have some fun, too. Or 11 at this point.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of 11-year-old, Alex yesterday, the 11-year-old that called in, that was great. So hopefully he's listening today. Hello, Alex. Glad you're listening to the show and enjoying it. I tell you, that 11-year-old was very articulate, wasn't he?
He was your favorite, though. He said you're his favorite, in fact, all the week. He looks forward to Ty, so.
Outside the Box Wednesdays. Well, thanks. Thank you, Alex.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll give you something to laugh at today. And if you can't laugh with us, you can laugh at us.
Right, exactly. And then now, like our wives do. And now, he's a mentally well-adjusted kid. We could hear that. He's very grounded, very intelligent. But the rest of the country, I'm not so sure about. There's some bizarre stories this week that we got to cover. Some related to law enforcement, police in Florida, where I am a lot of the times. Crazy stuff going on there. What was this about a Marine veteran arrested for wearing, what was he wearing, the Guy Fawkes mask, mask?
The movie V for Vendetta, the anonymous mask, the Guy Fawkes mask. Apparently, the Marine veteran was walking down the street and he saw a protest, so he decided to join. And so he puts on one of the V for Vendetta, you know, the anonymous masks, and he's arrested. According to the article, he says that he has children. He says, I have a daughter. I have children. I don't have the luxury of not being involved. That one sentence stuck out to me because there's so many people that I know that are parents with children and they just put their head back in the sand and they don't really want to deal with the issues that we are dealing with today. Whether you like it or not, we're going to have to deal with them. And so that really struck me is this guy's a good guy. And he says that we are the frontline defenders of the Constitution. Our job is greater than just arresting people for petty crimes. And can we have an amen from the choir?
Yeah, because, amen on that. But that's where we got the mental disorders among law enforcement for arresting good folks that are merely standing up for rights and defending rights as opposed to violating anybody's rights. And
you also have the mental disorders, too, that now pretty much every veteran that returns home is considered to be mentally unstable.
Right.
And so, if you look at that, coupled with the gun-grabbing agenda that they're looking to, and it's going to be a slow process. They're not going to come take them all tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They're starting with the vets. The vets are any veteran that has been diagnosed as any kind of a psychiatric disorder. They're looking at maybe outlawing those, and in certain states they already have, where veterans are not eligible to own a gun. So, you look at all these things together, and that's kind of the slippery slope down which we're heading. The last thing that this veteran says, he describes himself as a frontline oath keeper, 1992 to present. I'm mm-hmm. friends with Stuart Rhodes, who founded Oath Keepers when we lived up in Montana.
Stuart's a good guy, yeah.
Great guy. But this man says his name is Harold. H-A-R-R-E-L-L is his last name. I don't have his first name in front of me. He says, there's a war coming, and we are in the midst of it. And I tell you what, he's right. The war is here, actually. We got public servants that are poisoning the food and the water and air and the vaccines. And we have the tax-collecting agents, the revenue agents in uniform, that are harming innocent people daily because they didn't obey their non-existent responsibility to file taxes in a timely manner, or because they had chickens or drank raw milk or whatever, or veterans mm-hmm. who use cannabis to take care of their cancer. I mean, it's ridiculous what we're dealing with now. It's not like the war's coming. The war's already here, and people need to make a stand.
That is a very important point you make there, Ty, because, we just talked about New York City voting to mandate vaccines for little 5 and 6 year olds, preschool, kindergarten, daycare centers. And they're trying to put a cap on religious exemption. I don't know how they plan on doing it, but New York City, crazy things do tend to happen there. And, so I say there's a mental disorder. And it's not, even the vets with PTSD, that was brought about because, they signed on to defend the country and the Roman Senate sends them off on adventures that have nothing to do with protecting the homeland, so to speak.
Exactly.
And they end up in trouble. They end up, overwhelmed by experimental vaccines, heavy metals. Chemical munitions, who knows what else from a microbial perspective that just takes advantage of a weakened and toxic soldier's body. And they come back, what are they given? More drugs to take them out of their minds and out of their bodies so they'll never recover, as opposed to doing the things we know in detoxing heavy metals, detoxing pesticides, giving essential fatty acids, even cannabis, which we know is an essential, with the cannabinoid receptors. This is something that would change everything for these guys and gals. And yet mm-hmm. that's not being utilized within the realm of even Obamacare, much less in the VA system.
No, and good for Uruguay. Bryce, my son, just came and said, "Hey, Uruguay legalized marijuana sales." And I heard you and Super Don talking about that.
It's big news. I mean, that's a good thing. And some of my friends that are on the left of the political persuasion, they'll say Obamacare. They still believe in it, the concepts of it. And I'm thinking, how do you believe it? Well, did you see that they said if a state licenses naturopaths, they have to cover them to do it? But right, how does a naturopath code? Do they have a code available in the insurance industry to detoxify a vet? No. So it's nonsense. It's a garbage nonsense scheme that only strengthens the existing pre-existing medical monopoly, even if they say, we will cover naturopathy because Arizona does.
Well, I cannot get into the mentality of people that continue to support the lies. Now, mm-hmm. Whatever your position is on nationalized, socialized healthcare, that's not really the argument at this point. What my position is, hey, we've got an administration that has consistently lied, not just, little white lies, but black and white, completely opposite, diametrically opposed to the truth, has a track record of lying consistently to us. So my issue is not really a position on whether nationalized, socialized healthcare is good or not. Mm-hmm. It's the fact that the people that are bringing it to us have a track record of telling the truth, lies, and not the truth almost every time that they speak. And so that's my big issue, is really the fact that we're not being told the truth. So how can you trust somebody that is a known liar? That's mm-hmm. the definition of a conspiracy theorist now, is someone that refuses to believe known liars. So I guess if that's the definition, you know, that's what we are.
It turns out that that whole conspiracy theory, that those two words together, the way it vibrates non-harmoniously for a lot of folks, was a CIA program to kind of discredit anybody who thinks clearly, asks questions, questions authority.
Anyone who questions authority. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that became derogatory.
The bottom line is that everything that anyone believes basically is a conspiracy theory. So once we get that out of the way, then let's look at the theories that have the facts to support them. And so I'll admit a lot of what I believe are conspiracy theories, and a lot of what the mainstream media propagates are conspiracy theories. So let's then look at those theories that we all believe and try to support them with facts. And that's what I've done in Monumental Myths. I've taken all these, quote, conspiracy theories, and I've supported those positions with facts. So they're no longer theories. These are conspiracy realities that are supported with hard, cold facts. And so that was really my goal in writing this book. And my wife says I've done a really good job with it, so I must have, because she's not prejudiced.
And I am not going to argue with your wife for a second. She's right on there. By the way, I'm wearing my conspiracy realist shirt, and you'll see that today on our RS Bell Media channel on YouTube, where we will do an RSB 180. You want to see what we're going to draw? We have a quick draw contest now each Wednesday after the show. So we'll see what's going to happen today. I don't even know yet. Anyway, there's a great story here on mental health by Mike Bundren about improving mental health by treating the immune system.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. And that's so true, isn't it? I mean, we look at the difference between natural alternative medicine and conventional medicine is that natural medicine tries to treat the underlying cause, and traditional medicine, conventional medicine, tries to treat symptoms. And so when we take somebody that has a mental health disorder, supposedly, and we treat them with drugs, we're only treating a symptom. But what Mike's doing here, and Mike's a great guy, he's interviewed me on his show a couple times, mm-hmm. is saying, look, let's look at the root cause of some of these mental instabilities, and along with a lot of other issues, it goes down to the immune system, doesn't it?
Imagine that. And as you talked about in Cancer Step Outside the Box, you can't have cancer without having a faulty, defective, and deficient immune system. So it's a bottom-line fundamental thing. Now, when we come back from this break, you're listening to Outside the Box Wednesday with Ty Bollinger, we call it TMB and RSB. I want to talk more about the mental health issue because it's interesting. 1 year after the Newtown shootings at the Sandy Hook Elementary, the White House okays $100 million for mental health research. Is there a link? Is there a connection? Ty Bollinger will report on that as well. Also, what about the 6-year-old who is saying that he's sexually harassing someone for kissing them on the cheek?
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Yes, believe it or not, we do talk about health here on the Robert Chad Bell Show, especially with Ty Bollinger when we go outside the box each and every Wednesday. CancerTruth.net, we've got it linked up. You'll see our wonderful sponsors that help us out to be here each and every week as well. And, you know, I think about some of the stories we've covered over the last couple of years, including John Rappaport has written extensively about the brain mapping. You know, Obama wants to invest $100 million in ridiculous sums for brain mapping, all thinking it's about neurology, neurons firing or not firing, not anything to do with the immune system, nothing to do with essential fats, nothing to do with heavy metals, nothing to do with the basic flora of the immune system, the seat of the immune system, the GI tract. And then you get these shooters, you know, all these shooters that are on psychiatric drugs. There's no discussion of other issues that led to this.
No, there's not. There's not. And, you know, okay, so here's the White House, okay, is $100 million for mental health research. Okay, that's good. I mean, that's good. We do need to allocate funds to research mental health and to figure out exactly what's causing a lot of this mental instability. Because there's no doubt, I mean, I don't think anybody would question the fact that we have a lot of mentally unstable people. I think the problem is we're looking at symptoms again instead of the causation.
Yeah, we're not looking at anything that actually relates to the cause of why people are mentally unstable.
Yeah, and so that's the problem. And also, you know, you said that the shooters are mentally unstable. You know, you look at Sandy Hook. This mm-hmm. is specifically the title of the article, A Year After Newtown. So we're talking about Sandy Hook. You look at Sandy Hook, and there's, you know, I document this pretty heavily in Monumental Myths. There's pretty good question as to whether Adam Lanza was really the shooter at Sandy Hook. There's just too many anomalies concerning that kid. Number one, the SSDI, the Social Security Death Index record that mm-hmm. on him shows that he died the day before Sandy Hook.
Weird.
I mean, could they have made a mistake? Well, yeah, I guess they make mistakes, but that's just pretty weird. And you know, one of the biggest things to me is the fact that here's a kid that supposedly weighed 120 pounds and then the amount of gear that he was carrying going into that school and shooting documented, you know, the evidence that the FBI has documented on all of the different magazines and the rounds and the guns and so forth would have weighed about 100 pounds. So mm-hmm. you have a 120-pound kid carrying 100 pounds. And then the biggest thing to me, you know, I'll make it quick. I know this is a short segment. Mm-hmm. The biggest thing to me was the lack of video evidence. Just like 9/11, you had the Pentagon being hit supposedly by an airplane. There's 86 videotapes on the Pentagon, and we don't see any videotapes evidence afterwards except four frames that you can't tell what it is. Okay, if you have nothing to hide, why are you hiding something? Again, with Sandy Hook, they had just installed $250,000 surveillance system at the front door where he supposedly went through, or supposedly shot through a window. There's two different versions as to how he got through. In either case, it would have caught him on the video videotape.
Sure.
Why have we never seen a video of him?
And what is this that they razed the school, R-A-Z-E? I mean, they just absolutely obliterated it like they did after 9-11. I've never heard of that happening.
Nothing like demolishing the evidence, is there? Yeah, they tore down the school. They're getting rid of the whole Sandy Hook. Because why? What's the reason? It's too painful. It's too painful of a memory. You know, it sounds to me like they've got some criminals covering up their tracks.
Yeah, I mean, that's another reason why you want to get Monumental Myths, folks. Get it out there and go to MythbustersBook.com, and you'll see a lot of options, including an ebook version. We can talk about some deals that you want for the holidays that are available to you as well.
Well, you know, thanks for the plug. Buy the book just for the fact that you need this. We need to wake up everybody that's possible now. You got to wake up family and friends. We are descending fast into a tyrannical state, and you've got to wake up friends and family with the truth. If for no other reason, get them the book for that reason. I mean, we look at this story of a man in New York City that was charged with vicarious assault.
I never heard of a vicarious assault. What is a vicarious assault?
It's a made-up charge, apparently, that's never existed before, but this man was in New York City, and the police told him to stop, and he runs, and the police shoot at him, and instead shoot two women, and he is charged with vicarious assault because they said that he's the one that created the situation that forced the police to injure innocent bystanders. So,
I gotta ask, I mean, are there any police officers out there in this audience that say it's a good thing to shoot at an unarmed man running away from you in the midst of Times Square or whatever? I mean, this doesn't sound like normal police protocol.
No, it's absurd that there's even this story sounded like an Onion story, total farce, but it's not. It's true. Another story, real quick, we were talking about over the break, sounded like an Onion story. TSA agent confiscated a sock monkey's toy pistol. There was a lady. Her name is Phyllis May, lives in Washington. She was going through TSA, and she's got a sock monkey business. You know, you make little toys out of socks. And the TSA agent sees a little gun on the sock monkey. It's like an inch long, and confiscates the gun off of the toy.
What was
We're living in the Matrix, Robert.
Was it going to shoot little banana peels out of it? What was that?
Well, that can get you in trouble too if you just make a shape of a gun with your finger and go pow.
Weirder. Well,
you're in trouble.
We're here. TMB RSV back with more Outside the Box after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For 15 years, medical labs have identified and studied redox signaling molecules. Produced within every cell, these molecules are the key to unlock cell repair and replacement. We all produce these amazing molecules, but from puberty on, less and less. But a breakthrough has been made. The world's only redox signaling molecule stabilized outside the body. ASEA is both natural and native to the body, rebuilding your supply of these amazing molecules. The benefits clinically proven. An unprecedented 500% increase in the activity and effectiveness of your own antioxidants. For athletes, a proven 10% performance boost. Yes, even proven by double-blind placebo-controlled trials. And there's more to tell you. Lots more. So go to www.rdxnatural.com. That is www.rdxnatural.com. Let us guide you to the science, support, and the money-back guaranteed first month's trial. rdxnatural.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
According to the FBI, close to 400,000 burglaries take place in the United States between November and December each year. Seems burglars shop for the holidays too, for easy targets. Here are a few things that you can do to lower the risk of a break-in. Lock doors and windows. Don't have newspapers and mail accumulate in front of your house. Don't announce your travel plans on social media. And plug in fake TV. Burglars love the dark. Fake TV is a bit like a light on a timer, but more convincing. Plugs into any outlet and simulates the colors and movement of a real TV. Burglars will see light and movement and likely move on to easier targets. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. So before you leave your house looking like an empty, easy target, order Fake TV today. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, welcome to the greatest show on earth!
Robert Scott Belcher.
Alive! It's alive!
Masked man who outsmarted you and your gang is none other than
Robert Scott Bell.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
Robert Scott Bell.
You see, we're on a mission from God.
Yes, especially when RSB and TMB get together. We are on a mission. And we had breaking news from New York City last hour about the mandated flu shots for kids. Now Mayor Bloomberg has done himself one better, as he is now limiting the amount of human flesh you can eat. The portions were evidently too large for cannibals and cannibal cops in New York City. Ty Bollinger, this is unbelievable.
You serious, Robert?
Well, I just read it.
I'm reading the article here. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me that Bloomberg is doing this. He did limit the size of the sodas in the past because he's, looking out for your health. So, Apparently, well, the human flesh is too high in cholesterol and triglycerides and saturated fats. So,
well, and also, I mean, listen, they're arresting people for vicarious assault. I mean, I wouldn't put it past the New York City Police Department to have cannibals amongst the force. I mean, come on.
The article says the restriction came on the heels of the arrest of a New York Police Department patrolman who was allegedly plotting to murder, stew, and consume an undisclosed number of female victims. Okay, folks, yeah, this is a spoof. This is not true. So
yeah, it's from thespoof.com. But you know, the thing is, some people were out there going, "Yeah, it's Mayor Bloomberg. He might have done that." See, that tells you.
Yeah. The scary thing about that, Robert, is probably at least a quarter to 50% of the people that heard that, it didn't surprise them. If Bloomberg had actually passed some kind of a law like this, this shows you how far out Bloomberg is. What do you think, Super Don?
Birth the Super Don. Come in, please. Is he being attacked by a cannibal cop?
I'm sorry. No, I am not. I was busy eating my extra pound of flesh. I was in defiance of Mayor Bloomberg.
Oh, there you go. He's got oppositional defiance disorder. We're going to make him have a jersey that says
baby back ribs.
I have ODD.
Be sure you wash that down with some coffee, Super Don.
I always do, but I do it the right way, not the wrong way.
Okay, good deal.
Australia, they don't have to do anything because they're upside down there. So, you know, you listen, they have to really work on that coffee thing. So anyway, yes, the cannibal cop thing was a spoof. We will say that, but we wanted to pick on Bloomberg because the guy's, in my opinion, I'm not a psychiatrist, but certifiably insane to promote mandatory vaccines, flu shots for all children entering, daycare centers and preschool. That just
if for no other reason, Robert, if for no other reason, the mere fact that one flu vaccine contains 25 micrograms of mercury, which is 250 times the EPA's daily limit. If for no other reason, that should be enough right there to discredit this.
Yeah, I think that would be enough, absolutely. It's enough here. Now, there's another story about, we talk about the expensive lack of nature in modern medicine as they choose like a drug that costs $2,000. Instead of like a $50 option, you know, to treat an eye condition. This story comes out of the Washington Post, also covered by our friends over at InfoWars. Did you check this thing out? $2,000.
It's not surprising, Robert. This is what's been going on for the last 50 years, well, 40 plus years since the war on cancer was declared. They've been using more expensive treatments, not more efficacious treatments, just more expensive treatments. And so, why should it not move over to ophthalmologists? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, you can look at a doctor that comes out of medical school. And I can't remember. We had Dr. Irvin Sawney on back when we were up together at Dr. Buttar's clinic. And when was that? September?
Wow.
July.
Way back. Like, it's
that was July.
Era.
Yeah, I think it was July. Yeah.
It was before the end of the Mayan, before the end of the Mayan calendar.
Yeah, it definitely was before the world ended. I think I remember Irvin, Dr. Sawney, saying that when he got out of med school, he was in debt something like $500,000. So you have doctors that come out and they are in bondage out of medical school. They're in bondage to the drug to the drug companies. They're in bondage to the banks that have loaned them the money. And so, you know, honestly, you can kind of see why a doctor would choose a more expensive treatment if he makes more money on it.
Sure. Well, you got to pay back
just
that
human side of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also,
well,
this is also why I recommend so many people look into, you know, naturopathy, school courses, learning, finding a mentor, finding a teacher, a master and apprentice type relationship. You know, get in Trinity School of Natural Health, trinityschool.org, because you're not going to go into massive debt. Because inevitably, if you're holding $500,000 in debt, you want to be able to pay it off, you're going to be beholden to the interests that are going to tell you what to do. Now, this particular story is talking about injecting Lucentis instead of Avastin. Now, neither one of these things, TMB, RSV, or even Superdon, would say is maybe the optimal way to address the eye disease. But still, if you have something that you wonder why people are begging for Obamacare because they can't afford the Lucentis. But then again, they're not going to be any coding for homeopaths to go in and help people with their eye diseases, even if homeopaths are licensed.
Right. Right. And you're right. Make it clear here. This article is talking about two different drugs. Avastin costs $50 an injection. Lucentis, $2,000. And it says when they're compared side by side, there's biologically hardly any difference. Okay. So they work about the same. So why are doctors choosing the more expensive one? Well, of course, you follow the money trail. The bottom line is the bottom line. So they're making more money, got two drugs that work about the same way. They're choosing the more expensive drug. Now, so my question is then, once you get into this this debacle that Obamacare is, and you, number one, you want to keep your doctor. If you want to keep your doctor, you can. But then you really can't. Did you see? I'm going all over the place. Did you see the interview with what's Emmanuel's brother's name? Zeke Emmanuel, Rahm Emanuel's brother, Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Zeke is being interviewed, and he says, "What we've always said is, if you want to keep your doctor, or if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor, if you're willing to pay a little bit more." I'm like, this is the second time in as many weeks that we've been told that what we heard wasn't what we heard, because we didn't hear that either. We
heard if you can keep your... Well, I mean, what's the point of Obamacare if it's not going to make it cheaper? I mean, at least they said it was affordable, but no, if you want to keep your doctor, it'll be more expensive.
If you want to keep your doctor, you can keep your doctor. It just might cost you more. See, the thing, this is insulting to me, the way that they're playing on words, that they're telling us that, you know what we've been telling you for the last 6 months, well, what we've been telling you for the last 3 years, numerous times, dozens of times, is really not what you heard. You heard it wrong. We didn't say it wrong. We did nothing wrong. You just heard it wrong. And that's what that really offends me, and that offends my sense of intellect, because that's not what we've been hearing. We heard if you like your plan, you can keep it, period. If you like your doctor, you can keep him or her, period. We didn't hear the if until now. But now they're telling us they've been saying it all along. You just didn't hear it.
Well, I think you better find religion in a hurry. And I don't necessarily mean 501c3, you know, church religions that ask the government for permission to exist. But I'm saying it because you're going to have to find a way to exempt yourself from this abominable Obamacare. If you want the freedom to heal, the freedom to not be assaulted with syringes and drugs in this way. And that's going to be a very important part of it. And I would say that if there's something, and I don't know, I don't think you put that in either of the books, did you? A way to exempt from Obamacare. I think that would be a good addition.
Well, it would be a good addition. I can tell you real quickly now, there is the Christian sharing exemption that's written into Obamacare, which we fall under, my family. Mm-hmm. And there are several different companies out there that are called Christian Sharing Ministries. So if you just do a search for Christian Sharing Ministries, folks, you can look for MediShare is one company. Christian Healthcare Ministries is the company that we're with. Those are two of the three companies, I believe, that are specifically exempted. They're called Christian Sharing, and that'll allow you to not get fined, but still have, if you're looking for like a catastrophic type plan, in case something goes wrong and you go to the hospital and you got to have a limb amputated and it costs you $500,000. You won't go bankrupt. That's the only reason that we have it.
Now, do you have to be Christian? Can they take anybody, or what's the story there?
I don't think so. I believe that Christian Sharing Ministries, I believe that you have to attend church. MediShare, I'm not sure about. And there's one other company, I can't think of the name, that I don't think that it matters at all. It's just, I think that the term Christian in that sense is more of a moral upstanding person as opposed to a specific religion.
Okay, no, that's good. I want to get that information out to all the folks that are in desperate need, screaming and crying, going, how do I get out of this thing, right?
Way you can do it.
All right, it's your birthright. It really is, and there are other ways, and we might be bringing them up as time progresses here. Now, we are communicators, TMBRSB. I mean, we talk every week on the air. We write things. I mean, you got your books out there working on some things. Here's a question for you, Ty. Do you know how to speak with your hands? And I don't mean like an Italian. I mean like sign language.
Well, you know, I had actually written a letter to President Obama and telling him that if he went down to speak anywhere that I would sign for him, but apparently he didn't take me up on that.
He didn't, and in fact he didn't take me up on it, but we could have done just as well as the guy who was signing for Obama and the other dignitaries speaking at Mandela's funeral down there in South Africa. This to me is a great story. I mean,
this is huge.
This puts the thumb in the eye of all the elitists. It's like they can hire somebody who doesn't even know sign language. He's just moving his hands randomly to whatever Obama is saying. I mean, that is so precious.
Robert, I watched that this morning, and I just was laughing here to myself in my office because it was so funny. The guy, just to kind of set up the scenario for everybody that hasn't seen it, they're speaking at Mandela's funeral, and so you got President Obama, and you got several other quote-unquote dignitaries that are speaking, And there's this African American fellow that's looks like he's, you know, doing sign language as they speak, but it turns out that he wasn't signing. He was just making up a bunch of gestures the whole time. So I watched him with that knowledge, you know, with the knowledge that he's not really signing.
He's making it up. Yeah.
It was so funny because he kept doing the same thing over and over. He would do two fingers and one finger, and he'd point to his eye, and he'd point to his chin, and then he would do certain motions, and it was just almost like a repetitive motion because he couldn't think of anything else to do.
Super Doc, can you find a way to get that video up? We have to post that video now that you know what this is, to watch the leader of the free world, the most powerful man on the planet, and somebody that doesn't even know sign language. And my apologies to all the deaf folks out there that can't hear us right now that wanted to know what Obama was saying. Not that it'd be all that interesting, but let's just say you wanted to. We're not making fun of you, but the fact that these dignitaries, these are beyond reproach, we're so big and bad, they can't even hire somebody that does the sign language like it's sign language. So anyway, that's
it was absurd. It was, as a matter of fact, somebody that was that actually does sign watched it and said that it was embarrassing. There was nothing remote to a sign.
Well, I'll tell you what else was embarrassing: charging a 6-year-old with sexual harassment for doing what? Well, we're going to get to that story in just a moment. We even have an audio clip or two from that. TMBRSB on the air each week here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Check it all out, robertscottbell.com. Links out to all our wonderful sponsors.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hey, is your kid not sleeping? Kids, you're supposed to be tired at the end of the night. Go to bed. Well,
you know what?
You
know what, Robert? The reason that a lot of kids have problems sleeping is because they don't do anything except play video games all day.
Play video, that's probably it.
You don't get worn out by playing video games. Your thumb might get sore, but that's about it.
It's true, but it also leads to today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by Monster Soda in your baby bottle. I take this one away. This is unreal.
The Society of Children Drinking Adult Beverages. Today's moment of duh is an article that's in LiveScience.com, and it says that caffeine, this is the title of the article, caffeine impacts kids' sleep. Duh.
Really?
Caffeine impacts kids' sleep. You mean so if you give them a cup of coffee right before bed, they're going to have a hard time sleeping? Do we really need to spend money funding a study that tells us this? That's something that I've known ever since I started drinking coffee when I was 3.
Yeah. Well, you know, partly maybe explain the next story here about the 6-year-old being suspended and accused of sexual harassment. Maybe he had too much caffeine in his system.
He may have. Well, it's a little 6-year-old boy in Colorado Springs suspended from school for kissing a little girl on the hand. He's 6. You read that correctly.
Yeah.
6 years old.
Well, if you think this is fake, this is not an Onion story. This is for real. There's actually an audio clip here that sets the stage for it. Go ahead and run that, Tom.
It was during class, yeah. We were doing a reading group, and I made no one kiss on the hand. That's what happened.
For that, 6-year-old Hunter is home today instead of at school.
I did something wrong. She sent me to the office. Parents were. I feel sorry. I've been trying to be good at school.
Oh, man.
Man, I feel sorry. I was trying to be good in school. He leans over and kisses a little 6-year-old girl on the hand, and he not only got suspended, but he's now been accused of sexual harassment. I mean, can you actually be guilty of sexual harassment when you're only 6?
I think it just... point in time, you're pre-sexual as far as all intents and purposes, unless you've been yeah. hopped up on growth hormones beyond belief, and that is problematic. I have a theory here, Ty, that this
yeah.
child was not sent home for this kissing incident, but because his name is Hunter. And if
Hunter.
You know this, if you know how to say Hunter in sign language, you got to make two guns with both hands and you got to shake them. And I don't
hey.
Know if you heard this story, but they sent a kid home and they said to his parents, you have to change his name, because he was a deaf kid and he signed his name. And
yeah,
they said, oh, that's too intimidating. You got to change your mm-hmm. kid's name. This is the insanity we're dealing with.
We covered that story about a year ago.
I remember that. When I
yeah,
heard his name
story.
Was Hunter, I thought,
yeah.
oh, my gosh, it's repeating.
Hey, maybe if he knows sign, he could go down and be the sign translator for the dignitaries down at the funeral.
Hunter, we've got a new career for you. If they throw you out of school over this idiotic thing, you can go down to South Africa and do sign language for dignitaries.
Oh my gosh. This story of the six-year-old being accused of sexual harassment is absurd. It shows you the state that our public schools are in. You've got six-year-olds being suspended for kissing a little girl on the hand, accused of sexual harassment. You've got eight-year-olds suspended for making a shape of a gun with his finger and going pow. And then you've got a 13-year-old carrying a toy gun down the street. It gets shot eight times out there. Where is that in California? What's the? It's in wine country. I can't think of the city. Napa Valley, yeah.
Yeah.
Simi Valley, sorry.
Simi Valley,
And now the cop is now back on the job as of today after shooting a 13-year-old with carrying a toy gun eight times.
Well, listen, we do have another clip from this little boy, and it's just so sweet to hear his voice, and you're thinking, sexual harassment? Go ahead and run that other clip there, Tom.
Have you been trying to be good at school?
Yeah, but I just have a lot of energy. A six-year-old, they have a lot of energy.
Listen to
they
that.
Have a lot of energy.
Wisdom six-year-olds. Of a six-year-old, yeah.
Yeah, well, of course they have a lot of energy. And so that's one of the reasons that kids have problems. You know, what was it, the inventor of ADHD or the guy that invented the disease on his deathbed said, hey, it's a fictitious disease.
Yeah, like, exactly.
We label these kids with diseases. They're kids. Kids have energy. Let them go run around and play. Get them off the video games.
Hey, you want to have energy? You want to have a better pep in your step? Get Monumental Myths this holiday season, Ty's new book. And if you haven't got cancer, step outside the box. Oh, man, what are you waiting for? Go get them. Go get them. And also say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors, including Carnivora, Better Way, Health, and more. This is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty. It's even better when Ty is in the house, because the power to heal is his as well.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.